President Scully. Scully. Thank you. want to say too that it's very difficult. I know that when you go through the loss of somebody like this, I was just on Mrs. Johnson a couple days yesterday. And there were some of you may have seen on television that she was here. I told her how much everybody admired her dignity. But on the other hand, you would expect that from her after all. She's the first lady for 5 years. And therefore, you'd rather learn how to handle the situation. But I do want you to know that in following the television, that this paper is the accounts of the Nolte family. You acted like a first lady. And all of you, this man is proud of this country for using such a family. Very easy for you to lost your dignity or to talk about what a terrible blow it was to have to be the last address. The fact that you naturally with all of your sense of loss and so forth, that you talked to the television, newspaper people and the rest, with a sense of pride and also with a sense of future. As a very good member of President Eisenhower, I think the most moving part of it is the folding of the flag and presenting it to you. You keep that. Well, what it's all about are these young people, their future, what they need, what they grow up in, not just a peaceful world, but a free world. And, well, not of all that, we want you to have a little tour here, because I understood your husband wanted to take you to Washington.
We
did. Well, Senator Griffin's going to see that you see the House and the Senate address, and Mike Farrell here in my office will see that you have a special tour of appointments. And I want you to call up while you're over there, call Mrs. Nixon, and come and I'm on the way to the second floor. Second floor is the banner floor, which visitors don't get to. But there you can see the lady head will wait through some of the famous places that only people have. Well, that's what your husband would want, and that's what you're going to get. Okay. Now, you enjoy your tour. I know it's a hard day for you, but we wish I could be more for all of you. But you have your tour. You be sure all of your school is cool, aren't you? Make notes, because when you go back to school, they'll want to tell about your trip to Washington. And this will, you'll get a name on the paper you told me, and I'll get up to teach you. So that you will know, and you'll report it. You see the seal of the president is there. There it is, and it's the way that picture over there is the White House years ago, when the river was much closer up.
History?
Is that right, sir? Well, that view of history, let me show you something that's probably the most valuable of the plants. This was belonged to a great Chinese man. And it's from the 5th century before Christ. It was probably came to China from India. It's the way that all of you that know jade from Persia, the way that you know that it's very old and therefore invaluable jade is the fact that it's held. If you see jade that is just green, that's misnomer. So this is the old jade. Now what this arrangement probably was a back scratcher when it was first designed. And over periods of years, they made it to what is basically a cloud. Looks like a cloud up there. But the point is that when this particular item was presented by one Chinese family for others, only to very, very distinguished guests,
Mr.